August 26, Transforming Grace in God's Image, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Colossians 3:10. When Adam came from the Creator's hand, he bore in his physical, mental, and spiritual nature a likeness to his Maker. Through sin, the divine likeness was marred and well nigh obliterated. Man's physical powers were weakened, his mental capacity was lessened, his spiritual vision dimmed. He had become subject to death. Yet the race was not left without hope. By infinite love and mercy, the plan of salvation had been devised, and a life of probation was granted, to restore in man the image of his Maker, to bring him back to the perfection in which he was created, to promote the development of body, mind, and soul, that the divine purpose in his creation might be realized. This was to be the great work of redemption. Though the moral image of God was almost obliterated by the sin of Adam, through the merits and power of Jesus it may be renewed. Man may stand with the moral image of God in his character, for Jesus will give it to him. It was a wonderful thing for God to create man, to make mind. The glory of God is to be revealed in the creation of man in God's image and in his redemption. One soul is of more value than a world. The Lord Jesus Christ is the author of our being, and he is also the author of our redemption. And everyone who will enter the kingdom of God will develop a character that is the counterpart of the character of God. The Lord, by close and pointed truths for these last days, is cleaving out a people from the world and purifying them unto himself. Pride and unhealthful fashions, the love of display, the love of approbation, all must be left with the world if we would be renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created us. By the transforming agency of his grace, the image of God is reproduced in the disciple. He becomes a new creature. It is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which Jesus said he would send into the world, that changes our character into the image of Christ. And when this is accomplished, we reflect, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord.